WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Despite what you hear record collectors saying, Americans got to hear most of the best bands of the British invasion. And despite problems with the immigration folks in the Musicians Union, the British who invaded were made welcome on America's stages and charts. Still, there was an exception, a huge one, even though none of the guys in the band stood over 5'6" tall, the Small Faces. The Small Faces were whipped into existence by Steve Marriott, who'd left home at 14 to devote full time to being a child actor in London's West End. Like most child actors, his career ended when his voice changed, but by then he'd discovered pop music and the mod movement. After a few unsuccessful tries at recording, he found Kenny Jones, Ronnie Lane, and Jimmy Winston, and everything clicked. A few gigs and they had a manager, and then a recording contract.
I want you to know that I love you, baby. I want you to know that I care. I'm so happy when you're around me, but I'm sad when you're not there. Sing the song now. What you gonna do? Oh.
What You Gonna Do About It was only a top 20 hit, but it got the Small Faces noticed. When a second single, I've Got Mine, failed to do anything, though, Marriott unleashed the ruthless side of his personality and fired organist Jimmy Winston, replacing him with a youngster named Ian McClagan. This would prove to be the classic combination, and almost immediately, they were a hit. Sha-la-la-la-lee went to number 3 in England, and Screaming Mobs met the Four Tiny Mods all over the country, although in the U.S. their records went unnoticed. This may have been what caused the band to end their deal with Decca Records and sign with Immediate, a label started by Rolling Stones manager Andrew Lug Oldham. Having the Faces was quite a coup for Immediate, and they were given the full treatment and allowed unlimited time in the studio to experiment, which in 1967 was just what a band wanted.
Here come the night. Looking so good, he makes me feel like no one else could. He knows what I want, he's got what I need. He's always there if I need some speed. Here come the night,
it's understood.
Here come the night,
that makes me feel so good. I'll
be just like you.
Their hits tended to be cute folk rock types of things like Here Comes the Nice that fit in well with their over-the-top Bo Brummel-style outfits. And it was this sort of psychedelic fairy tale quality that gave them their only U.S. hit in 1967.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there? Did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind guitar.
Ichiku Park was like a real bummer for people who'd been following this group since it was a tight R&B outfit. And although it led the Byrds to mention them in 8 Miles High, where they sing, "In places small faces are found," it also led their arch-rival Pete Townsend of The Who to scathe them at every opportunity. And the drug references managed to get them banned from U.S. airwaves from then on, which was too bad because in 1968, they found the right balance between Ronnie Lane's folkiness and Steve Marriott's screaming.
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers. They stop me from grooving, they bang on me wall. They're doing me crusting, it's no good at all. My
we'd entered the era when statements were what counted, and soon the small faces were in the studio making one. The trouble was, they were doing that instead of touring America, watching their belly buttons instead of their bank accounts. They put out a concept album, Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, in a round cover, and then, realizing they'd gone stale, broke up, leaving behind a great last single, Afterglow.
No one can deny us. People who once passed me by will turn their heads round. I'm happy just to be with you and loving you the way I do. There's everything I need to know, just resting in the afterglow of your smile.
Marriott went on to found Humble Pie, and of course the rest of the faces went with Rod Stewart. But they sure were great when they were still small.